your other self is 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Your other self is wealthy, wise, and a born leader. Wisdom rewards people with wealth, not hard work. If hard work made people rich, then all construction workers would live in mansions. All roofers would be multimillionaires, and they're not. It's not an argument against hard work. But hard work in and of itself isn't the ticket. It's part of the ingredient. It's part of the recipe, working hard. But it's working hard on the right things. Busting rocks with a sledgehammer is hard work. But unless you're a famous sculptor with rock and stone, busting rocks with a hammer isn't going to make you rich. Wisdom, doing things in a certain way repetitively over time. Not time in the market, but time in the market. That applies to both your business and your life, and your relationships and your investing. Time in the relationship equates to a good relationship. Time with your children. Not one time, not this Saturday, lots of Saturdays, over and over. Not one baseball game after baseball game. Not one date night with your wife, but a period, a repetitive pattern of these. Repetition is the mother of skill. Time in the market. Wealth grows with large sums of money consistently over time, multiplied together equals wealth. Power of compound interest. The reason you don't get excited about compound interest is that because you save baby money. And baby money produces baby poop. Baby money produces baby poop. And that's the problem. It's really hard to get excited about baby poop. It's really hard. Time plus large sums of money. Time should really be times time money equals wealth. I'm trying here to teach the idea of 7 to 10 years. Your plan needs to be compressed and to do everything in 7 to 10 years. It takes about 7 to 10 years to become world class or to become great at anything. And people become good at nothing in months. I have this problem within the business that I'm in where I have to recruit people and then teach those people to recruit people. And often their commitment is in the form of months. It's baby steps. And so they never actually take adult steps. They never actually put on big boy pants and do the work and do the time. They never practice the idea that repetition is the mother of skill and that it's only by doing things over and over and over and over for a long period of time do you build wealth and therefore create wisdom. And they don't bring any wisdom to the table. And so part of my mission, part of my goal was to go to people and I say, I don't care what business you're in, own a restaurant, drive a truck, work at Walmart, you're a plumber, you're a roofer, you're an electrician, a doctor, a lawyer, a congressman, or president of the United States. It doesn't matter. You have to have 7 to 10 year plans. And that nothing great can be done in any time frame shorter. Nothing. You say, well, I may not live 7 to 10 years. Doesn't change it. The formula doesn't change just because you won't be there. Time. People get this messed up in investing all the time. Well, I'm going to retire at 65 as if, oh, now I have to stop. All of my money comes out of investments and now I have this big pile of cash that I'm supposed to do something with. No. I might even advocate that you should be a more aggressive investor at 65. Why? Because you want to build wealth. The reason you invest is so that when you are 65, you could choose to work, choose not to work. Done properly at an early enough age, times some large sums of money, you could begin making those choices in your 40s, 50s. I don't want this job, I'll take this job. Because I have wealth working for me. There's no point ever in your life when you should say, okay, I want my wealth to stop working because I'm in fear. shows back. I talked about the three enemies of mankind: fear, indecision, and doubt. Because of that, because of fear, indecision, and doubt, you begin to do very stupid things with your money. At the beginning of this podcast, beginning of the show, there's a little quick commercial where I say, hey, visit my website and I'll send you a free copy of my book. In that book, I talk about this. There is no magic age where you hit and you're like, okay, now I'm not an investor. Oh, or now I need to get worried about retirement. The concept of retirement, I think, has actually caused less people to retire. I think people could retire more than before we started talking about retirement. Because in the 1920s, there was no Social Security. There were no pension plans. There were no IRAs, SEP IRAs, or annuities. Very few people had access to the public markets. People made livings with their hands. And you worked until those hands didn't work, because that's what you do. You're a human. You live. Reminds me when they asked the mountain man, what do you do for a living? He says, I live. What do you do? In other words, he lives and operates in the moment. He's doing what he does. In the winter, in the summer, in the fall, in July. He's being a mountain man. The lion doesn't take days off. Sparrows don't say, hey, it's Sunday. I don't think I'm going to look for insects today. It's only humans. Dogs don't live, well, hey, I'm getting a little bit older. Maybe I shouldn't chew up socks. Humans. Humans, we tend to, sometimes too much information messes with our brains. No matter what I ever say, whatever I have a post, if I post something, I'm not an advocate of the 401k system. It's not bad. It's better than nothing, but let's don't act like it's a good thing. You know what retirement accounts and 401ks do? Now, I have them. I'm saying it as a guy who has one. I've had a IRA since I was 21 years old. I've been putting money in it the whole time. And being a person who uses the product, I'll tell you the major problem with it. I have shit tons of money that are tied up in retirement accounts, and if I pull them out, I'm going to get hit 10% right off the top. And the investor in me can't lose 10% to get on my hands on my money. Now, on one hand, it locks up my money, and that's good. On the other hand, it keeps me from making bigger moves. Bigger moves. So while I've proven myself to have a track record to manage assets, to run portfolio of dozens of houses, I'm capable of doing that. Now, in order to take that portfolio to a larger level, I need funds. You need huge down payments to buy 10, 15, 20, 30, right, complexes. You need money. I don't want to borrow the down payment. I want to use it out of my own wealth. And there's huge sums of wealth that are stored up and protected, quote, protecting me, but the government's protecting it. And it really got me to thinking, why do we do it this way? Why do we allow governments, financial advisors, banks, hedge funds, mutual funds, why do we allow them to separate us from our money? There's an entire group of people who will say, well, I don't know anything about managing money. I don't know anything about investing. And they pass it on, the most important thing in their life. They push off to other people learning, and they follow the Kardashians. They know all kinds of useless information, but they don't know what an ETF is, an ETN. They don't know what yield is, or interest rates, or income funds versus aggressive growth funds, or how to invest in utility companies, or how to invest in land, or how to procure real estate, or how to start a business. They don't know any of that, but they know what's going on Big Brother. They know all about the Dallas Cowboys and the Troy Aikman and his passing yardage, and man, could you believe Pittsburgh? And there's nothing wrong with learning sports. But on one hand, no sports. On the other hand, you don't know what an ETN is. Come on, man. Why would you give up? Your wealth is what makes you free. If you're a single girl, the only thing that gives you power is having money. Your own money that other people don't have, that you have control over. It gives you freedom. You know what overcomes racism? Having lots of money. You know what helps you get well when you're sick? Having lots of money. We know this. We agree on it. And then people who've given up on money, people who've given up on the ability to build wealth, will say stupid things like, well, having money doesn't make you happy. Or, well, I don't want to be greedy. I just need to make a little more. Well, why don't you try to be greedy? And if you end up making less, you'll be better off. And so we set these little bitty goals and we give ourselves these little bitty time constraints and we expect a lot from other people and we expect very little from ourselves. I see this in my industry. People, I do direct mail and people will begin to mail and they expect a whole lot from that one mailing, but they expect very little from themselves in the way of consistently mailing. And no matter how many times I'll tell them the reason for my success is I mail every Friday, I have for 17 years, ups, downs, bad markets, good markets, recessions, non-recessions. And so, yes, I've made a lot of money, but I mail every Friday for 17 years and you haven't. So I know more than you. I hand personally write 10 to 30 follow-ups every single day for 17 years and you don't. And so in the beginning of my new book, the book is entitled The Two Selves, How to Be a Citizen of Mankind. I start off with this idea that your other self, that other part of you, is 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Your other self is born to be wealthy, wise. That just the very fact of how long you've lived on this planet, it gives you wisdom. And the very fact that you would share that wisdom with other people entitles you to rights and benefits, karma points. The universe will conspire to help you. What you give away, you get to keep. If you help enough other people achieve what they want, you will, in the process, achieve what you want. Jesus summed it up even super simple. It's better to give than receive. Let's just keep it simple. It's better to give than to receive. It's better to be a giver than a receiver. And the science of getting rich, what this show is about and the book study that we're doing, is on this idea that if you provide people more in use value than you ask for them in monetary value, you will get rich. This is why I write. This is why I talk. This is why I publish. And I tell people, hey, this is what I've done. Copy me. You can copy me exactly. Here's exactly the things I do. Why? Because if I help one person, I will be rewarded 100-fold, 1,000-fold. I've given away over 700 copies completely free of charge, didn't ask for anything. Give me your mail address and I'll send you the book. Of the book, The Science of Getting Rich, recently I began giving away my own book. Now, why would I do that? Well, I sell some books. Some books I give away, some books I sell. I have one book I sell for $299 called The Mentalist, The Art of Mental Persuasion. What is that about? How in the hell could you charge $299 for a book? Last year I sold $57,000 of these books. Do the math. Is that 500, 600? It's a $299 book. But here's the kicker. People who buy it, if they recommend it, I pay them $200. Meaning for almost every book that's sold that costs them $299, I'm paying one of their friends or an associate or an affiliate or someone that pointed it to them $200 for the referral. So I get $100 or $99. Oh, but I got to pay for the book, cost of shipping, packaging, and sending it away. What is that about? Why would I take $80 on a $300 purchase, pay out $200 to a guy that didn't write the book? Why would I do that? Because it's better to give than to receive. The more I give, the more I make open to other people, the more opportunity I provide. Being a preacher of prosperity, of plenty, the more I do that, the more I receive. Jesus summed it up. It's better to give than to receive. And so I began with this idea that if I create something here, it's free. Because if you like what I give you for free, The Science of Getting Rich makes it very clear that if you provide people more in use value than you ask for in monetary value, they will reciprocate. They will reciprocate. And some of them will buy the book. Some of them will go on to buy my $27 book. Some will go on to buy my $99 book. People say, oh, well, this is a scheme to get people to buy books. Yes. Just like yours is the scheme when you get up and go to work so you can get money to pay your bills. It's a scheme. It's a scheme for mutual prosperity. And so I began to just say, hey, how could I create systems? I'm not a good writer. I'm not a good talker. I'm not a professional recruiter or YouTube teacher. I'm not that good looking. I'm not that fast. I'm not that tall. I'm not very good at fashion. What could I do for the universe to help other people? Because here's the thing. I don't have to make everyone like me. I don't have to make everyone like my book. Matter of fact, recently I was told that I write like a caveman. Now, I took that as an insult. Maybe he meant it as... maybe he likes caveman writing. So that's funny, because I've written 5 books. I've given away thousands of books. But to date, I've sold 57,000 books. In 17 years, I've sold almost $1 million in books. A couple here, a couple there, every day for 17 years. Some days no books. Some days 8 books. And I have different marketing schemes and different marketing strategies to promote each book within my industry. Now, I believe you could do it in any industry. If you build swimming pools, if you put pools in, you should have a book or a booklet on pools. When people get your pool, you hand them your book. And your book's your card. If you ever have any problems with this book, you call me. Or this pool, you call me. Or you refer them to a pool maintenance company and you get a little cut. That's called direct marketing. Now, I choose to do my direct marketing through the mail. On this podcast, a little bit on the website, but mostly through the mail. These ideas and strategies, if you build pools, if you run a restaurant, if you drive for a truck, and if you give your employer more than they pay you for, if you give them more than they pay you for, the universal law is you expand. If nature receives more nutrients and water and fertilizer than it needs, it grows bigger. And so if you begin to feed your mind messages like this, messages by other people, there's tons of them. Get on YouTube. There's a bazillion people that talk better than me, right? Who probably have books. And you begin to feed your mind with these things. Feed your mind with positivity and you turn off negative things. Or at the very least, control it. And begin to think about things. What you think about comes about and what you focus on grows. And that mystical, kooky idea of the law of attraction will actually begin to apply to your life. The most common question I get asked on Instagram is, how do I do something with a little bit? How do I begin investing when I only have a little bit of money? Let me tell you something. Stop chasing lotteries. You're shooting for 10 to 12% of return a year. That's it. What you need to learn how to do is to flex the muscle of how to stack cash. I don't care if you make $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month. If you don't have the ability to stack 30, 40%, minimum 40% of your income, you will never be wealthy, never. Nothing you will do will ever make you wealthy if you don't have that ability. You say, well, Joel, that's not true. Yes, it is. These YouTube stars you see and these affiliate marketing stars and these people that make big bucks, they make so much money, they're saving 40 to 50% of their income, which causes your wealth acceleration to multiply in 10 and 100 factors. And in that 7 to 10 year period, you go from entrepreneur, startup, or employee to life-changing wealth. Now for you, that may be 100 grand. For this guy, it may be 1 million. You have to work where you're at with what you have. So I don't care if you work at Walmart or you're a lawyer. You have to find a way to save 40% of your income. That is the truth. Excuses don't help you. Well, I can't do that. Okay, be poor. You have to find a way. I don't know the answer for you, but I know there's an answer. What you think about comes about. What you focus on grows. And so if you start with 10% or 5%, next month we need 6. And we need to begin thinking and focusing and working and feeding our mind and trying to figure out, how do I go from 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50? 50% of your income. And if you do this over a period of time, time times chunks of money times time equal wealth. There is no other strategy. Bitcoin's not going to do anything for you. The lottery's not going to do anything for you. Getting quick, rich quick ain't going to help you. I'm not saying don't try, try. But in the back, you should be having the philosophy, the system. I call it the money flow, where you get rich for sure. And if you don't like the timeline, compress it. How do you compress it? You have to go bigger. You have to earn more. save less, save more. You have to expand. Much like the forest, you have to add water, fertilizer. You have to become too big for the room. You have to give more value than people are paying you for. And when you do, the universe expands, makes room for you, and your business grows, your personal life grows, your investments grow, everything grows, but you have to create the fertile ground for it to grow. You have to become too big for the room you are in. No more excuses. Putting together a direct mail business is the business that I would be doing if I was 70 years old. I would be sitting at home doing a direct mail business. I'd probably set up a camera because I don't give a damn if you liked me or not. I would start publishing live. I'd go live on Facebook, live on YouTube. I'd start doing videos and I'd start teaching people about my business opportunity. That's my plan. I'd put together my own damn TV show. I'd write my own damn books and I'd be giving them out. And I don't care if you like them because I'm going to share what I have with the universe and it will come back and it will multiply. I don't have to recruit everyone. I don't have to get everyone to read my books. I don't have to get everyone to like me. Just someone. Just some people. You don't have to be the best, just good enough. Repetition is the mother of skill. And through the process, once you put your ego in your back pocket and stop worrying about fancy cars and flashy watches. You know why I drive an 18-year-old truck? Because I know how much money I can make with the money I could buy a new truck with. I could buy two more houses. I could put $50,000 in AT&T, which would pay me $5,000 a year. I'd rather have $5,000 a year every year that continues to grow than that dump truck that will go to zero. And so as I became an investor, I began to rationally see the world differently. That's from repetition. What you think about comes about. What you focus on grows. And this began to grow as I focused on it in my life. And my wealth began to expand. And it wasn't from any one decision or any one thing I did or because someone gave me a magic piece of information or one particular book I read. It's from a series of living 7 to 10 years of trying to acquire and build wealth over 7 to 10 years. That was it. And maybe that path isn't for you. Wisdom rewards people with wealth, not hard work. If hard work made people rich, then all construction workers would live in mansions. And let me end this on this note. And thanks for listening. If you would, if you do listen, subscribe to the podcast so I can see. It makes me feel good when I see more people. Request the book. I am happy to pay for the postage, shipping, and handling. I send it out to you. It's free of charge. I'm not going to beat you up to do something you don't want to do. You're either a self-promoter or you work for one. Think about that today as you go forth today. Think about that. You're either a self-promoter or you work for one. Someone in your life is promoting themselves or promoting the business so that they can then pay you. Someone. Why not promote you?